Brothers and sisters in Christ, good evening, and welcome to this service of worship this evening. You all deserve special awards for making it here to the building this evening on this less than stellar evening. However, the warmth that we will find in this place will drive away all the cold of this night. Before we begin our service of worship, just a thank you to all of those who are participating in the service this evening. We are grateful to have Therese with us, which is kind of a Christmas tradition here at St. John's, and her friends who come and play alongside of her. We are grateful for their presence and their contribution to our worship service this evening. And to the choir, which, well, I was going to say, you know, we've augmented the choir, and we've had such a big choir for the last, and of course, with the weather this evening, that's kind of curtailed some of that as well. But for those who aren't aware of the story, the choir here is relatively small on a regular basis, and of course, coming out of COVID, a little smaller. And so throughout the season of Advent, we have had an augmented choir with folks from the congregation volunteering to be part of our weekly worship. And I want to express my gratitude to all of them who volunteered to come and sit up front and help in the leadership. And Trish and Carol are still here, and Mariah's back from school, so we're pleased to have them. And Marco's here this evening, and we're pleased to have Marco visiting with us as well. We're pleased to have Minna giving musical leadership on the organ as our supply organist over the past year. It's been a pleasure to work with Minna on all of this in this very busy time of year. This is a time of year when we have to pay homage to our musicians who are such an important part of this endeavor. And we don't often do this, but Alex, if you could use that preset that I asked you to put into the camera the other day, a preset on the sound desk. Now, Dan's sitting up here beside me this morning, or this evening, but Dan and the guys back there at the sound desk, give a wave, Brian and Alex, because they make all of this happen both here in the building by way of slides and the sound system, but more importantly, and especially on a night like tonight, more importantly for all of those who are joining us on the live stream, because the live stream happens because those guys are back there. So we're incredibly grateful every week of the year for them, and have done yeoman service this week. They've been in a couple of different times getting things ready for tonight, so thank you to our technicians. So little would happen without them. Following worship this evening, there is a time of fellowship at the back, so you are invited to stay and join us for a time of fellowship. And with all of those thank yous in place, I would like to invite Angela and the Forkiotis children to come forward and to help us with the lighting of the Christ candle. Let us stand as we come into the presence of our Lord this evening.
We come this night to hear once more the story of Scripture, how God sent Jesus Christ into the world to save us from our sin.
The stories of the prophet tell of the longing of the people who waited for the coming of the Messiah. May we hear the promises of God and know them to be true.
With the Magi, may we follow the star in search of the King of the Jews.
With the shepherds, may we run to Bethlehem to see this thing of which the angels sing.
Let us go to Bethlehem, the birth of the Christ child, whose glory breaks into our darkness.
Let us pray. God of infinite surprises, in Jesus Christ you clothed yourself in human flesh and came to earth to dwell among us, rather than in a kingly palace. Jesus was born in a humble manger filled with hay. As we hear the Christmas story, may we be surprised by the openness of your love once more. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our opening hymn is number 166 in the Book of Praise. Once in Royal David's City, the words will appear before you on the screen.
Thank you.
most important announcement of all. The announcement about not setting ourselves on fire. Important. Later in the service, we will be lighting the candles that you picked up on your way in or that were distributed to you this evening. As the Forgiotis family goes through and lights your candles, this is the one rule. It's the only rule. The people who have a lit candle, hold it upright. The people who have an unlit candle can go like this and light theirs from the flame of the lit candle. Otherwise, if you do it the other way, there's wax and it's a mess. And so don't do that. Lit candles straight up and down. Simple rule. Friends, we gather this evening to hear once more the unfolding of God's great plan for salvation. For centuries, the people of God had waited for one who would rule with God's wisdom and justice and usher in God's reign of peace. For centuries, the people of God had waited for a great king like David, who had been chosen centuries before. They waited for another who would be anointed by God. This evening's service focuses on the Messiah as a descendant of David, one who was born in David's city, Bethlehem. Once more, in this year of uncertainty and conflict, we come longing for the Prince of Peace, who comes to break the chains of oppression and bring an end to conflict and strife. As we come this night, let us lift up our hearts in prayer for ourselves and for the needs of the world. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this Christmastide and the remembrance of the birth of Christ. Come to save us from our sin and reconcile ourselves to you. As we remember the faith of the shepherds and the wise men, who first saw and proclaimed the birth of Jesus, we pray that you will strengthen and enliven us in our faith, that we too may experience the joy and proclaim the good news of Christ's birth. As Christ came to end oppression and establish your kingdom of justice and peace, we pray for those in our world who continue to dwell in darkness, even on this Christmas Eve. We pray for the people of Ukraine who suffer the effects of war. We pray for the people of Iran and Afghanistan as they look long for the yoke of oppression to be lifted from them. And especially we pray for the women and girls in those countries. We pray for the voiceless throughout the world, that people of faith might advocate on their behalf. And on this night, when we are mindful of the effects of winter weather, we pray for the homeless and those who live in inadequate residences, those who are cold and alone this night. Move our hearts to respond to their needs and work for change in the systems that create haves and have-nots. Let the light of your love shine into our darkness and restore us to the perfect peace that you first created, where leopard and goat, lion and calf lie down together, and no one lives in fear. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
When the world was first lesson this evening is from 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13, beginning at 16. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul? I have rejected him from being king over Israel. Fill your horn with oil and set out. I will send you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided for myself a king among his sons." Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me." And the Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what you shall do. And you shall anoint for me the one whom I name to you." Samuel did what the Lord commanded and came to Bethlehem. The elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, "Do you come peaceably?" He said, "Peaceably. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely his anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "There remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. We'll now sing 115, hymn, "Hail to the Lord's Anointed." And if you can stand, would you please stand?
Thank you. second lesson is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge for the poor and decide with equity for the oppressed of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion will feed together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. The hymn is 151, Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming.
Thank you. third lesson today is Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Lesson is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 5. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace." And the hymn is "O Come All Ye Faithful," verses 1 to 4 on page 159.
Oh, fifth lesson is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 9. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, or until it stopped over the place where the child was.
the sixth lesson, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Now, in the same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God on the highest heaven, and on earth peace among them, among those whoever he favors." The hymn is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
Seventh lesson. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this, the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told to them.
the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all. Jesus Christ has shown us how to live, loving God and neighbor, sharing what we have, engaging in acts of mercy and justice. As we celebrate his birth and wait in hope for his coming again, let us bring the offerings of our lives before him as we present our offerings. God of every good and perfect gift, we thank you for your greatest gift, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In this season, when so many gifts are given and received, we pray that you will receive the gifts that we offer now. Use them according to your purposes and plans, bringing your good news of great joy to all people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. The Apostle Paul writes in the letter to the Galatians of the benefit that we have received through the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen now as we read from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Paul writes, "But when the fullness of time came, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer slaves, but children. And if a child, then also an heir through God." Amen. As that first Christmas night shone with a heavenly light, let us now bear Christ's light into the world. little town of Bethlehem. The eternal realm and God of our hearts, we stand in awe of the mystery of the incarnation, in which your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, lay aside all heavenly glory that he might walk this earth as one of us. As he draws near to us this night, may we draw near to him and, like the shepherds, declare that your Messiah has come. We pray these things in Jesus' name, amen. Let us sing the hymn 153, Joy to the World, the Lord is Come. And you may extinguish your candles.
Thank you.
As you leave this evening, there are baskets at the back of the sanctuary for the candles. And as we go, God's word has come to earth to bring us together in love. Go, therefore, in peace, to love and serve the Lord. And may the song of the angels, the joy of the shepherds, and the peace of the Christ child be with you this day and always. Amen.